For the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase, it's a culture. And the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facilities safe and your people safer. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
This episode brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
There was a point in time in which the Memphis Grizzlies looked like title contenders, and then fast forward to this past April, and folks didn't even know who the starting point guard would be 10 minutes before the game would start. Welcome to the Fantasy NBA Today podcast. Sports Ethos presentation hosted by yours truly, Aaron Bruschi, and FSWA Hall of Famer Steve, Dr. A. Alexander. Tomorrow we're going to be talking about the Utah Jazz season in review, and we're going to be stepping it up on that front. So keep an eye out for team review stuff, and especially Fantasy Pass subscribers, make sure you are following the Ethos Fantasy NBA feed. That's at Ethos Fantasy NBA, as the best writers in the industry, Mike Pasador, Heston Paul, Mark Camaro, and more are producing the type of work product that creates fantasy champions out of its readers and also creates the top analysts you're going to find because of the research being done. Oh, and real quick, I want to give a shout out to our most impressive Ethos Grizzlies pod team, Candace, Isaac. If you've listened to the pod over the years, you know exactly how good they are. Also, shout out David Williams. Candace and Isaac, they just have an entertaining, knowledgeable pod. They're back there behind the scenes. So if you really want to know about Grizzlies basketball, definitely look up Ethos Grizzlies and get your pod on. Today, though, we are talking about the Memphis Grizzlies. And before we do that, and before we bring in our esteemed co-host, I want to ask you guys to like and subscribe to the show, because I'm contractually obligated to badger you about that. Now let me bring in Steve. Steve, we are going to get into the nuts and bolts of this team, but I'm curious, what's your take on them overall? Do you like this team? And what do you think the future holds for them?
I know every time I look at their roster or their depth chart or their injured list, my head just spins. So, I don't even know where to start. I guess I do know where to start. You start with Ja Morant and Desmond Bane and Jaren Jackson Jr. Ja Morant basically will be coming off a couple years almost of not playing basketball. The 25-game suspension last year, and then he immediately got hurt. Threw the point guard job for Memphis into a whirlwind. And we saw Scottie Pippen do some things. We saw Jordan Goodwin make a little bit of noise. But basically, what a weird season they had. Desmond Bane last season, I came in super high on him. I had some arguments with people about just how good he was. He was off to an incredible start, but then he basically had a season-ending injury. He came back from it and to play a couple games very late in the season for a team going nowhere, which made no sense to me, but he did it. So props to him. Just another sign that this load management thing may be going away. And then Jaren Jackson Jr. is probably the most polarizing player on this roster. He's got superstar pedigree and superstar expectations, but he basically fails to live up to the hype every single year. You don't find big men who can shoot threes and hit free throws and rebound and block shots and score points like Jaren Jackson can, but he's also just kind of blah. He's just disappointing. So that's where we are. I mean, can Jaren Jackson take the next step? Can Desmond Bane stay healthy? And can Ja Morant give us an entire season on the court as guys like Anthony Edwards and Luka Doncic kind of step in front of him to become the face of the league.
BetOnline is your number one source for the NBA and NHL playoffs this season. Every stat, matchup, and even get live odds while the games are being played. When all that's done, head on over to our online casino and get in on a game of blackjack or poker. Run wild with one of our over 150 slots. Head to the website today and get in on the action. Don't forget to use the promo code BLEAV for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline, the game starts here. Memphis is, I always go back to that peak Memphis experience when, I mean, Dillon Brooks to me was the one that really characterized the spirit of that team as just being like almost Detroit Pistons-esque, but without maybe like half the toughness of that squad, maybe a quarter of the toughness of that squad, but they wanted to talk the talk, right? And they made plays like Ja Morant every now and then just detonating on somebody in that arena going nuts. Dillon Brooks doing all of the dirty stuff that a dirty player could do. Jaren Jackson, to your point about just hype and you know, either fulfilling it or not, he kind of alternates between these amazing plays and he likes to give it to the other team. So they just had this bite to them, and maybe the bark was bigger than the bite at times, but you know, we were hyped about them, and then it all falls apart with Ja Morant, of course. I mean, Ja Morant really set this franchise back. Like, it's not outside of the bounds for him to fix things. We'll learn a lot this upcoming year to see what kind of maturity level that he has leading a team. But, you know, the suspension and then, you know, you can't draw a straight line between the suspension and the off-court stuff and the injuries and stuff. But injuries are a part of the game. They're a random number generator at some level, and then they become likely as your career goes on. So you have to prepare for that. Your window is not just given to you. It's not just handed to you. It's not just concrete in stone going to be there for you. So for Ja to be kind of just messing around in those early days of the big trajectory upward into the upper echelons of the NBA, thinking it's just going to be there always, that was a big mistake for him. And they have this sort of forgotten season here. Looking at this team is really...
Well, and then once Ja and Desmond Bane were gone, then it was like every week there was a new Memphis potential superstar. Remember, like Vince Williams Jr. kind of came out of nowhere, and he was like a fantasy waiver wire MVP for a month or two. And then it looked like G.G. Jackson was going to blow up, and maybe Luke Kennard was going to be the guy. And Jordan Goodwin has to do well at point guard, right? There's nobody else to play there. And it was just kind of funny.
That was the one right there.
Yeah, they all had their good moments and their bad moments. And G.G. Jackson had some incredibly bad shooting games and some disappointing nights, but he also provided so much promise. And I mean, and then you would look at their depth chart and there was like a red cross next to every single player's name. And like you said in your opening, we didn't even know who was going to start 5 minutes before games. And as fantasy managers and DFS players, I mean, you get to Memphis, you're like, oh, I'm not messing with them. Because even as fun as Vince Williams was for a while, he got not so fun to have to roster in fantasy because he got hurt and you just never knew who was going to play from night to night. It was a mess.
We had a great season. I don't want to complain over here. I forget the final tally. It was like 5 out of 6 high stakes leagues finished top 3 or something. So it was a great year. We would have had even better of a year if Memphis just could have not imploded as fast as they did. And for us, it came down to Marcus Smart hurting his finger, celebrating on a 3-point shot. I think he hurt it with the air. I think he hit the air too hard when he slapped his 3, you know, he made the 3 and then it was like everything just ended at that point. There was no chance of them competing for anything. No reason to not tank. And, you know, everybody's timetables just kept extending. you know, there was just nothing going in Memphis. And yeah, it was brutal. I mean, the Jordan Goodwin stuff, this is a guy that even in Washington was putting up his classic kind of one steal, one block, one three with a bunch of other goodies. Did a little bit in Phoenix, not really, but then, you know, he gets over to Memphis and you're like, wow, this is, if there was ever a marriage made in heaven, it's these two. Nope. I mean, just randomly not either starting and playing or just not even with the team. Nobody knew. Memphis media, not even asking questions because nobody cared at that point.
Well, the thing about the future of this team, like if you look at their depth chart, Ja Morant, Marcus Smart at shooting guard, Desmond Bane at small forward, Vince Williams at power forward, and Jaren Jackson at center. You know what? That's a pretty good team. That's a good defensive team. That's a good offensive team. There's a lot going on there. And maybe they could make an incredible comeback this season and go from worst to first, so to speak. And have a really good season, because the bottom line is, I mean, all the guys on that team, half of their lineups this year look like G League teams that nobody had ever heard of. Everybody has experience now. Everybody has minutes under their belt and real game experience, and they can build on it going forward. And if Ja and Marcus Smart and Desmond Bane and Jaren Jackson are all healthy and playing together, I mean, that's a damn good team.
Yeah, my only question is Jaren Jackson Jr. I mean, you just outlined a pretty small lineup, but you're talking about two best-in-class guards, you know, Desmond Bane and Marcus Smart, defensively when it comes to having strength. Like, you know, we all make fun of Desmond Barnes got the crocodile arms. Marcus Smart's not tall, you know, so this is a small team. Teams with length are going to, you know, have an advantage there. But, you know, Vince Williams Jr. is a really well-built basketball player. And he showed a ton this last season. So you'd be right to be excited about him at power forward in today's NBA. So the question to me comes like the anchor. You know, is Jaren Jackson Jr. going to play smart defense? And can the dude get a rebound? Like, I know we've talked about it and banged on him already for this. Probably don't need to bang on him a lot, but like, man, I know Vince Williams gets boards. He gets 5.6 per game in 27.6 minutes, but like, you can't have your big man getting 5 rebounds a game. That's just not acceptable. And if he's not going to be able to handle the mental side of this and really, I think he's got to like lean out. Like he doesn't need any additional strength in today's NBA. I mean, he might lose to the Jokic's and whoever of the world, but I just think that like for him, if he continues down this path of being slow, he's not going to get to those rebounds. And maybe they can find a big banger in the vein of Jonas Valanciunas or somebody else that can handle those bigger matchups on a case by case basis. But
this episode brought to you by Progressive. Whether you're driving, cooking, or doing laundry, Progressive knows the podcasts you listen to go best when they're bundled with another activity. Much like how their Progressive home and auto policies go best when they're bundled. Having these two policies together makes taking care of your insurance easier and could help you save, too. Customers who save by switching their home and car insurance to Progressive save over $775 on average. That's a whole lot of savings and protection for your favorite podcast listening activities, like going on a road trip, cooking dinner, and even hitting the home gym. Yep, your home and your car are even easier to protect when you bundle your insurance together. Find your perfect combo. Get a home and car insurance quote at Progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $779 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices
down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you sell everywhere, from their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system. Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. What I love about Shopify is how no matter how big you want to grow, Shopify gives you everything you need to take control and take your business to the next level. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/westwoodone, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/westwoodone now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/westwoodone.
Do you see it that way? Do you see Jaren Jackson as the pivotal piece, or is there something else that's more pressing for them?
I mean, I think the most important thing is let's get Ja Morant back in the basketball game. And the other pressing issue is, you're right, Jaren Jackson Jr., the guy is 6'10", 6'11", and he can only get 5 rebounds a game. My goodness, Josh Hart, who's a wing for the Knicks, gets 11 and a half boards a game. So, I mean, if I was Memphis and their coaching staff, it would be not only doing rebounding drills with Triple J all summer long, but also just beating it into his head. And you have got to crash the boards every time the ball goes up. Every single time the ball goes up, you need to position yourself to get a rebound. You need to channel your Dennis Rodman, or he needs to have a nose for the ball. And thus far in his career, he just doesn't. Can you teach somebody how to have a nose for the ball? I don't think you can, but I do think that he could at least make more of an effort than he's made in the past to get rebounds.
Just have him watch the Bulls documentary and watch Rodman explain it. The ball goes pew, pew, pew. You know, the ball goes here. I go here. I go here. Yeah. I mean, that's exactly all you need. Yeah, it's, you know, we're going to talk some hardcore fantasy stuff, because, like, essentially this team is like, if you want to talk hardcore fantasy, it's like, just kind of go down the list and say, what do you think of these guys as players? Because what we saw this last year is just not applicable. Ja Morant didn't play. You know, half these guys didn't play. So this is, it's a really just an inapplicable, you know, review of last year's numbers or whatever have you. But, like, we're talking in broad strokes, because that's what this team needs, is they need to completely turn it around. Coaching wise, I think this team and organization probably fell ill to this small market situation where stars run the show. Everybody's afraid the stars are going to leave. So we just sort of cater to whatever their issues are. And, you know, we don't push on them until we absolutely have to. Taylor Jenkins and Rich Kleiman, they have, in my opinion, they never pushed these guys on their style of play. And then personnel moves, I think that they've lost a little bit, despite the fact that they've had some really good ones. You know, finding a Vince Williams Jr., finding a Desmond Bain, finding a Santi Aldama, you know, all of these moves are very good. But, you know, you let go of D'Anthony Melton. You didn't really give him a chance to play. That one sort of stood out. But this Jaren Jackson Jr. thing, absolutely, like, make that the focus of the season. You know, Jaren Jackson, you've cared too much about your offensive game. You're trying to fashion yourself as a perimeter player that can do scoop layups, and you can do spin moves gliding across the lane, because that's kind of the only thing that you can get to. These Euro steps that are, you know, very in vogue these days in the league, they keep you from kind of becoming a banger, you know, down low, or, you know, having some sort of like better feel or footwork for the game. If you can just Euro your way in there and sort of bully it on in, you know, it's a little bit easier than actually developing those moves. But this idea that he's not focused on rebounding is wild. And I think that might come to a head. And who knows, if they're doing it right, they will actually make him be a big man. And that'll just be fascinating to watch. I do actually want to get into some of this hardcore fantasy stuff here. I think I'm going to say a name and ask you if you're in or out. I think that might be the easiest way to do this. Jaren Jackson, disappointing-ish season. I mean, he had a lot of poppy games, so maybe people don't know about as bad as it was. 60-9 cat with 66 games played for Jaren Jackson. I probably predict he goes like maybe even late second.
I have another point to make about Jaren Jackson Jr. And I hate to bag on the guy.
No, I mean, he deserves it. It is what it is.
Show. You know, in some other ranking systems on a per game basis, he showed up as a fourth or fifth round player. Now, at the beginning of this past fantasy season, if I would have told you that Ja Morant, Marcus Smart, and Desmond Bane would all miss a majority of the season for Memphis, but Jaren Jackson Jr. was going to be healthy and play basically the whole season, if somebody told me that, I would be like, give me all the Triple J. In fact, give him to me at the end of round one. How can he not blow up this year if he's the only guy whose name we recognize on the basketball court? And you know what? Somehow he was basically worse without his guys than he was with them. And I get that he didn't have people passing him the ball or, you know, whatever. He didn't play a lot and have a bond with the guys he was playing with. But I don't care. If you took all the starters off of almost every other NBA team and left one guy, like, let's say Philly, everybody was hurt except Tobias Harris. Well, Tobias Harris' numbers are going to go up. Jaren Jackson's numbers did not go up. So, I mean, I'm probably not messing with him unless he falls all the way to the fifth round next year, which is probably not going to happen.
I mean, there's no other center option there. There's no other.
How did he not go off?
I think he just doesn't care, to be honest. Like, watching his body language, like, I mean, he just,
that's
like,
the
I'm getting
only
paid.
Reasonable answer. He doesn't care.
I'm getting paid. I don't want to put myself on the line. I don't want to dive on the ground. I don't want to. We had 1.6 blocks per game in 32 minutes per game. I mean, that I get it that, like, if your team is bad, you're probably not going to get a whole lot of great block chances that you would if your team is good. I get that. But just the body language and the kind of the trash shots he was throwing up during the last 2 months of the season. I mean, yeah, you're tanking and you're trying to get a feel for what you could do on your own. And but at some level, you have to have a respect for the game that he didn't even have during that portion of the show. So I don't know. I think that is a symptom of an organizational malaise that it's really interesting, too. When Dylan Brooks leaves and then goes and plays outstanding basketball for Houston, Dylan Brooks left and then went to Canada, and it even started jumping off the page in the Canada games. And I've been critical of Dylan Brooks, and I've thought he's been overrated, and he was practically overweight in Memphis. So I don't know what's going on. If it's the barbecue, if it's the, you know, the nightlife on the road or whatever the story with Memphis was that really, it just seems like the culture of that team is at a reckoning. And at the same time, I'm pretty optimistic about, like, you know, when your team's back is against the wall, and really this to me is the season for these guys. If it doesn't work out for them this season, I think you're going to start seeing things start taking hard lefts all over the place. But, you know, the conditions are right for a bounce back. They have the talent. I do think that they've got winners Marcus Smart is a winner. Desmond Bane is a winner. Jaren Jackson can be a winner. John Morant has shown to be a winner. So there's winners on this squad. I think Taylor Jenkins is a pretty good basketball coach. Something has to go right for these guys, I believe. But yeah, no. Jaren Jackson, so the point before I went meandering off into wherever is no other center option, no other even real power forward option. He's going to be expensive on draft day. And that is a tough bet to make anywhere in the second round. If he starts falling into the third, maybe something's cooking, but it's going to be a bit of a risk. Desmond Bane went late second round this year. I was heavy on Desmond Bane the year before. Injuries hit again this year. I didn't get as much Desmond Bane, but I kind of just missed him. Probably will be pretty affordable this year. I don't know that he's going to go at like a fourth round price. Maybe. Are you in on Desmond Bane this year?
Yeah, I'll go back for round two. I was all in on Bane last season, and man, things were great until he went down and then it was over. So, but yeah, I'm fine with getting burned, by a guy with an injury for a season. So yeah, I would go back in, I guess, if I had to pick the round. Ideally, I would get him in round four, which I don't think is crazy after, you know, missing most of last season. I'd really like to get him in round five. He's not going to be one of my guys. I'm not going to be reaching for him in a round or two ahead. If he's there when I'm ready, I'll take him.
Where do you think John Morant goes? And I know there's going to be a big difference between 8 and 9 cat. Maybe not as much as there has been in prior seasons. Maybe that issue isn't as big with other ball handlers that are capable and having proven themselves a little bit, like Desmond Bane, and having big contracts as well. Jaw's gotta go in an 8 cat league, second or third round. Yeah. Second round, John Morant.
Yeah, I'd be glad to let someone else take John Morant in the second round. I'm not doing it. Finished. You look at where he finished in fantasy rankings wise. The previous season, the previous full season that he played, it was pretty bad. A lot of it is free throw shooting. You know, he really improved. The 9 games he played last year, his free throws were at 81%, which is up from his career average of 75.5. And he was right at 75 the year before that. So the other thing about Ja, like the most games he's ever played in a single season was his rookie year when he played 67 games. Those numbers, 67, 63, 57, 61, and 9. Like, that's rough, man. And I don't think most of us think of John Morant as an injury-prone player, but, man, he misses a lot of games, and he always has. And he can't shoot free throws, and he turns the ball over a ton. I'm probably letting somebody else draft John Morant because, you know what, there's a John Morant mega fan in every league, every fantasy basketball league in existence. There's a Ja fan.
That's kind of what I was getting at with the second round is there's always somebody. And third round, I mean, this guy he's got that level of talent to where your brain flips on and says, can it be possible that he should go there after the kinds of numbers that you just spit out after the time off? And he's one of those, you mentioned it, I forget who the other player was you were talking about, but like guys that jump really high and that are thin and take a ton of contact are going to land on the floor after falling for 5 feet. Guys that don't jump at all, they don't get hurt because they can't jump. You know, they just kind of run up and down the floor. They don't have ankles to fall on. So Ja Morant, and then in a nine cat league, things get to go south. But hey, if he hits free throws at a crazy clip, there's definitely volume there for a major delta. And that's going to be interesting to keep an eye on. So Ja Morant will be one of the spicier names, I think, in draft circles, except for the fact that there is the Ja Morant fan who's just going to take his guy super early. What about Vince Williams Jr.? There's going to be a buzz about him, I think, in fantasy communities, because he was, like you mentioned, a fantasy waiver wire pickup MVP type guy for a couple months there. Do you think he can sustain with a full roster, or do you think that the hype might actually be overhyped in, let's say, wonky fantasy leagues that understand how good Vince Williams was for a stretch there?
I'm thinking he's going to be overrated because I just think, will there be enough basketballs to go around for Vince Williams Jr. to do anything? I mean, if you've got Ja Morant, Desmond Bane, and Marcus Smart, and Triple J all out there looking for shots, what does that leave for Vince? And if he's not shooting or getting touches, what's left for him? Rebounds. That's rebounds and the occasional three-pointer. That's really it. I'm not looking to draft Vince Williams this year.
This episode brought to you by Progressive. Whether you're driving, cooking, or doing laundry, Progressive knows the podcasts you listen to go best when they're bundled with another activity. Much like how their Progressive home and auto policies go best when they're bundled. Having these two policies together makes taking care of your insurance easier and could help you save, too. Customers who save by switching their home and car insurance to Progressive save over $775 on average. That's a whole lot of savings and protection for your favorite podcast listening activities, like going on a road trip, cooking dinner, and even hitting the home gym. Yep, your home and your car are even easier to protect when you bundle your insurance together. Find your perfect combo. Get a home and car insurance quote at Progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $779 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code POD to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code POD at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code POD.
For the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase, it's a culture. And the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facilities safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
It's so tempting to go down and talk Jordan Goodwin, Scottie Pippen Jr. Though I will say Scottie Pippen Jr. actually showed pretty well down the stretch as a physical talent that's probably not going to see too much action, at least early on, for Memphis. A lot of hype about G.G. Jackson. I can probably guess where you're at with that, but, an interesting player.
I haven't seen one like him in two years. Give him 2 years to cook, and then we might be drafting him at that point.
Yeah, I'm just kind of curious if he can get his body right. Like, you know, he's big, but you don't really feel it on the basketball floor, except on the offensive side. People were hyping him up. You know, I read the draft coverage here at Sports Ethos every year before my dynasty drafts, and I just seem to keep getting the right guys. You know, the 40th pick or whatever, and G.G. Jackson was that one this year, just sitting on my minor league squad or whatever they call it, you know, just nice. Waiting to play, and boom. And I don't study drafts. I don't do that. I can't keep up with that. That's its own specialty. You should follow guys like Mark Camaro, over here at Sports Ethos who are probably poring over draft boards and know all the measurables and have watched all the film and done all the, you know, the good stuff there. I can't keep up with it. I just wait until the draft is done. Then I'll go watch film and try to keep up with that heading into the season. Santi Aldama, I just would like to mention his name and just say, hi, Santi. You're always knocking on the door, but you're never walking through it. He seemed poised, though, for a good year, and it didn't really happen.
Poised. A couple years in a row.
Yeah. Kind of a deep league guy. Nothing else on this roster. I mean, Marcus Smart, we know what Marcus Smart is. He might go underrated in drafts, but, you know, I don't know if that's paying the bills. Is there anybody else on Memphis that you'd like to talk about, sir, before I get us out of here?
Not really, but I guess Brandon Clark seems to get hype year after year after year. There's always somebody out there chirping about, watch out for Brandon Clark. Brandon Clark's coming. And he just never seems to arrive. So between him and Santi Aldama, I don't really know. I'm not gonna lie. I've had Santi Aldama on far too many rosters in the past 2 years, and it just never really pans out for more than a week or two. So intrigued maybe by Brandon Clark, but to me, he's a guy that other people may hype him up. I'm not really paying attention to it, and I don't see me ever drafting Brandon Clark.
No, if I had made it to the 30 deep finals, I had him waiting for you. Those six games were going to wallop you, and I held him on my roster all year. Oof. Just to fight you, sir. But it didn't happen.
Damn it.
Tomorrow, we're going to be heading to Utah. The amazing nightlife of Utah. We're actually going there to do a show now. We're gonna figure out what to make of Walker Kessler. That should be fun. Lauri Markkanen. Talk a little Lauri Markkanen. Keontae George. It's kind of interesting. And then really just what's going to happen with these guys. This is sort of a oddball year for Utah and some potential there for some guys that kind of fly under the radar. That's always fun. One more time, I want to humbly ask you guys to like and subscribe to the show. Keep sending us feedback at Dr. A, D-O-C-K-T-O-R-A, at Aaron Bruski, A-A-R-O-N-B-R-U-S-K-I, at Sports Ethos, and at Ethos Fantasy NBA. Check out our premium membership, folks. It is very close to NFL time. All sport gets you all sports for one very low price. So you keep that rate for life. As long as you keep your membership active, it's probably going to be like a third of the cost of the membership in a couple of years. So it's a great deal to get locked in now. You support a site that's trying to lead the way in the fantasy industry in terms of sustainability and keeping everybody employed and whatnot, which is kind of a thing these days. That's going to do it for us. You guys enjoy the rest of your day. This has been a Fantasy NBA Today presentation presented by Bet Online. Until next time, ladies and gentlemen, be well.
Hey, Brew, I got a question for you, bro. Would you rather draft Jaren Jackson Jr. or Daniel Gafford in a fantasy league?
You know, I want to just preface this with Gafford was like one of my top guys two or three seasons ago and completely just tanked, just absolutely blew it.
You know, what I like about these playoffs and Daniel Gafford's sudden emergence into the national spotlight is I feel like us fantasy guys have been on to Daniel Gafford and his thing for like the last 5 years. And sometimes he's very good and sometimes he just disappears and is a total dud. But we all know like the potential is there and the talent is there. And now I finally feel like everybody is seeing that and not just us.
Yeah. I mean, and it was a little bit of the injury stuff. And yeah, man, injuries, you just never know with injuries these days, and technology is always getting so much better. Like the fact that his knee was, it really did look like he was dragging it up and down the floor. Now you don't even see any of that. So you got to really keep an eye out. It's very true that say probably 3/4 of the time, if somebody's knee is bad, that's just bad news, that it's not going to get better. And it's going to just eat away at everything. In some cases, it just doesn't happen that way. And he's just really developed, and now he's landed in a great spot in Dallas. And yeah, there's going to be challenges to his value, but give me the guy that you know, has the quote it factor. And right now, I think we're seeing it. I think Daniel Gafford has the it factor.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.